Leslie, you mentioned yesterday that you're having some travel concerns around this trip that you have coming up in February. So I thought, being the good friend that I am, I would try to help you out by bringing our friend on the radio, Claire Newell, who is the president of Travel Best Bets. TravelBestBets.com is the website. And I thought we could ask her to try to help us out, because I think there's a lot of people that are in your exact situation. So she's joining us now on the phone. Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. And I hope I can help a little bit, at least not knowing all the details of your situation, Leslie. But why don't you just fill me in a little?
Okay, so what happened? We booked this trip, flights and hotel, like it was a package. And I guess we booked probably in the fall and for February. And my husband just happened to kind of go online to look at something else related to his account and notice that our flights returning home from Cancun have been canceled. The flight, it's a direct flight from Cancun to Vancouver, and that flight has been canceled. Now, we're not like completely surprised by this, because we had heard that there was going to be potentially some cancellations, but no one told us, no one said anything to us. So he then tried to contact the airline immediately, and you can't get through. They basically, like, no one answers, or you get a busy sign and you can't schedule a callback anymore. That feature seems to be gone. So now we're just kind of left wondering what we're supposed to do.
Okay, well, you're not alone. These types of things are happening all the time at the moment. About a week ago, WestJet, which I'm guessing is the airline, or
yes,
Air Canada?
WestJet, WestJet Vacations, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so what they will likely be doing is they're adjusting their schedules right now. We had heard that they were changing their, consolidating 15% of their schedule through January, and then there was an announcement last week saying that they're consolidating another 20% through February. So you're likely one of the people who've been affected. What will likely happen is you'll get an email from the airline giving you some options. Maybe that you'll go through Toronto, continuing back to Vancouver. So not the nonstop, but a connecting flight, or it would likely be a different day.
Okay.
Or nonstop. And then the two of you will have to decide if it's something that you want to do, and you may be able to cancel. And so that's something that you'll have to take into consideration with the options. It's just a couple of reasons that the airlines, not just here in Canada, but around the world, are doing this, because of Omicron hitting their staff and so many of them out. And the other thing that that's affecting it is the travel rules, because you're still going to be facing a lot. You don't need to test to go down to Mexico, but you certainly will need to have a PCR or other molecular test to come back. And it's a tough situation for a lot of people, but you will likely have the chance to either choose or cancel your package.
Oh my gosh. Can you thinking about canceling that?
Well, we're going for
a wedding.
Yeah. And I'm in the wedding party. So I don't think canceling's an option. So, I mean,
yeah, no.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit inconvenienced on the flight home, I guess, but that's
worth
a small
it.
Price to pay.
Yeah. But I think, Claire, maybe you can speak to this, because I see people posting about this even on social media, like, been on hold with WestJet for like 5 hours. Been on hold for 8 hours, and the phone finally just hangs up. Like, why is it so difficult to get in touch with airlines at this time?
Well, because not only do passengers need to be doing exactly what you're talking about, Leslie, changing flights. A lot of people are choosing to cancel because Omicron is so prevalent in the community at the moment. I will say this, that the airlines are trying the best, but their staff too, like every business, is really suffering. So they didn't staff up like they likely should have.
Mm.
But that, combined with the fact that their staff were actually getting sick, like so many businesses, it's just, compounded the problem. The other thing that I should just talk to you a little bit about, I want to make sure that you've got insurance in case you happen to get COVID while you're away, unless you're someone who's actually had it and recovered.
Yes, I have had it, so I have recovered. We had it over Christmas, and we don't have any type of insurance yet.
And
the foremost travel expert that we have, Leslie, is telling you, you need to do this.
Okay, so what type of insurance do you think I should get? Because right now, like I said, we've booked the WestJet, and we have the WestJet credit card, and we're big WestJet people. So my understanding was that, okay, even if the trip gets canceled, we'll still be able to get a credit, or is that not the case?
No, you still would be able to get a credit. But the thing is that what happens if you step on something and need stitches in your foot? I hope that through either a work policy.
Yes,
or through,
we do have medical. Yes, we do have medical insurance. We always travel with that, but I haven't looked into any additional COVID insurance.
Okay, so you have had it, and you've had it recently,
yes.
So you should be okay. Now, I do want to say one other thing. Were you one of the people who got a PCR test provided by the government?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Now, did you do what I'm recommending to people? Did you actually pay for a PCR test
no.
once you had the antigen in hand? Oh,
okay. We should have. We were planning on it, too, and we should have, but it was over Christmas time, and we have a one-year-old, too, so it was just something that we didn't get around to.
So for those who are listening, I would suggest if you do get an antigen test confirming that you have COVID within the day or two, make an appointment, get a PCR test, because for 180 days after that positive PCR test, that positive letter and test result is what you need to come back to Canada without needing to do and pay for a PCR or other molecular test to come back. It's kind of the golden ticket for 180 days.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm so stupid.
So essentially, no.
You probably didn't know. And for listening, they can learn.
And this is why we have you, Claire. And we're so appreciative of you coming on with us. So essentially, it just sounds like all of it can work. You just have to plan ahead a little bit, right?
Yeah, and for those who haven't had it, like Leslie, please be careful when you're traveling right now. We have the advisory to avoid non-essential travel outside of Canada. Not sure when that's going to be lifted. If you're choosing to travel, N95s on the way down, sanitizing, social distancing, the last thing people who have not had it and recovered is get it while you're down there and need to stay for another 11 days, because that's when the Canadian government will let you back in and the airlines will let you back on
board. Okay, so it is 11 days. Okay. Yes. So I just want to add, what would be your advice and your opinion, really, if someone wanted to book a trip? I know the government is advising against non-essential travel, but say someone's like, I just need to get out of here, I want to take a trip. Would you say that's a good idea? Would you advise against it too?
Well, I always advise people about the government.
Yeah.
Current recommendations. The thing is there are a lot of people who have recovered. There's a lot of people who have to travel for essential reasons. And, you know, that might be a mental health break. We haven't been able to travel for a long time. I don't encourage it because I'm so worried. I've heard so many horror stories of people who have actually contracted COVID while they're away and need to stay, and they didn't get insurance. So they are out all that money for an additional 10 days, changing up the flights. There are some companies that will take care of you, the certain hotel chains that will just put you into a wing until you get over it at their expense, but usually they're the higher end resorts. And so you have to look at all of the factors and then decide. There's a lot of people who won't travel. There's some who will, and there's others who will, wait just until the government lifts that advisory. We had it off. We had it off for almost 8 weeks, October 20th and mid-December. But it's in place for a reason right now.
Yeah. Strictly just to speak to your level of expertise here, because I know you've done it a lot. How many planes have you been on, would you say, in the last 6 months?
I've been on 10.
Okay.
I've been on 5 trips, and most of them were actually during the time where there was the advisory lifted. I was on a plane almost every week or every other week.
Wow.
Can I ask you one more question? And I know this one's going to be like kind of specific to my situation, but hey, maybe we can help someone else. And I don't know if you'll be able to answer this, but another issue that I'm facing with this trip coming up, I'm just not prepared, Claire. It's clearly what's happening. But so I got married 2 years ago, actually, in Mexico, and I have changed my name, but I didn't change my name on my passport.
Oh my gosh,
so just listen. Okay. So bear with me. So my husband booked our Mexico trip for February under my maiden name. So his is under his last name. Mine's under my maiden name because that's what my passport says.
Sure.
So, but Claire, my vaccine passport has my married name on it. Is that going to be an issue? Because my one friend said that it shouldn't be an issue if I bring my marriage license to the airport.
I have to? You're going
to
have to take your marriage certificate. And I have heard that people have been stopped because of this situation. So it's something that if there's time, I'm not sure in February when you're leaving, if there's time to have that change, that vaccine changed into your the same that matches all of your other documents for travel, which are your tickets and your passport and your Andor Nexus card, it would be easier for you. You could encounter some trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble, Leslie.
Oh,
Claire, is it
a terrible word.
Is it possible for us to like put you on retainer to take Leslie to the airport, negotiate on her behalf?
Oh man.
It's very helpful. Jeez. Thank you so much, Claire,
my
for
pleasure.
Joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.
Travelbestbets.com is the website. All sorts of information, deals, wonderful stuff there. Thanks so much this morning, Claire. We appreciate your time.
Thank you both.